Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Ryan Schnoes, Corteva AgriScience District Lead for Nexta Biologicals, says there are two main stress hormones in plants, and he explains the importance of them.
There's three growth hormones, and oftentimes when we incur stress, the two stress hormones kind of take over and start to trump the good ones, if you will. So the beauty of it is we have the ability to go out and apply synthetic growth hormones to bring that plant back into balance. And that's a lot of what we're trying to do, is continue to win that tug of war, because it's 3-on-2. But as I mentioned, oftentimes them stress hormones are really strong, and they win that tug of war on a lot of days. So if we can minimize some of their ill effect, because what they generally tend to do is they speed the crop up. And any time that you speed a crop up, it's generally not a good thing, because that's going to rob you of some yield. Because those two stress hormones, what they do is they're really important for bringing on maturity and helping with ripening.
Schnoes points out that the longer the grain fill period, the better the yield. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair John Bozeman says the committee will return in September for another vote on his farm bill package after the measure failed to advance last week. He said he plans to bring back the same bill for a vote during the first week of September.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.